Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We were going to start Perek Ches, I believe. Yo, we finished Perek Zayin, and we came to the conclusion. We saw B'cha Chaysmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, you're going to be the final generation. The Dor Ikvus in the Mashiach is going to be your tchunot, your qualities. B'cha Chaysmin, that the Chasim of the Golos will be with the Koychof of Avraham Avinu, and therefore we need to learn what is this unique Koychof of Avraham Avinu. Try and understand who Avraham Avinu was. Spend a bit of time learning about Avraham Avinu. You'll see he's a very important. The next few weeks in the Parshas, we'll be dealing with Yaakov, we'll be dealing with the Shvatim, we'll be dealing with Yosef, but really, I mean, they're all important. Myself, a similar body, plus all the Avos. Aval, just one second. Aval, there's no question that the unique koyach of this generation that's necessary is the koyach of Avraham Avinu. So we're starting Perek Chesed on Kuf Aleph, and we'll learn about the Darko of Avraham Avinu. Beprokim Akoidmim, Harchovnu Dvorim Oides Matnas Habechire, Shenitna Mimereimim Lekol Odom Materos Lebat Es Tchunas Tzelem Elokim Sheboi. We spoke at length in the last few months about the gift of Bechire that was given to us from Hashem. And it's through that Bechira, the goal of that Bechira is to express the Tzelem Elokim that we have in us. Everybody is Betzelem Elokim. And through the Tzelem Elokim, through the Bechira, the one is Megala, and is Megala, and expresses his Tzelem Elokim. In that area where he has Bechira, he's Kol Yochol, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only in the area where he has Bechira, because there's no Bechira in everything. But where he has Bechira, in his Nekudat HaBechira, so there he's Kol Yochol. But Nekudat HaBechira Shelohu Kol Yochol, Afilu Keneged Hashem is Barach. And we saw a big Chiddush that that's even Keneged Hashem. Kaviyochol, whatever that means, that you can be Keneged Hashem, but that's, we spoke about at length, Gavri Yodosh Shel Moshe. I'm not going to go into that again. Kadei shinovin es advarim lo'ishram nidon kan b'shtei dugmot yisoidit oides Adam Arishon v'oides Amarino. In order to clarify this more and to make it more practical and lamaisa, we're going to study two examples, fundamental. We're going to go into them yisodi, Adam Arishon and Avraham Avinu. Those are the two parameters here that we're going to be focusing on. Fine. So, just one second. Okay, so in order to understand Avraham Avinu, really, you have to understand Adam Arishon. So we're going to start with Adam Arishon, and then we'll see how these two polarities play themselves out. Adam Arishon b'yisa b'gan Eden kodem achet chay b'matzav shel yis'a negel Hashem v'la'anis miziv shchinoso. That which Maseilas Yesharim says is the tachlis, the purpose of the bria, which is la'anis al Hashem. That's how Adam Arishon lived in the Gan. Boy levode kvayis kaim a tachlis abria, and in him the tachlis of the bria was already being makaim. Ulam hu nitztave b'mitzvah shelo oichol ma'itzadas. He was given one bechira, one tachlis. Don't eat from the eitzadas tovara. Imo aimed b'tzivu ze oilam haya megiel letachlis eletikon hasholem. Had he withstood that test, then the world would have come to its tachlis, and that would have been the tikkun hasholem. However much we don't understand that, but that's what it would have been. He didn't withstand, he didn't fulfill his job. And as a result of his chet, he destroyed the entire world. Once again, if you think you understand what Adam Arishon did wrong, you don't understand. It's much too refined for us to understand what he did wrong. We don't know who he was. We don't know where he was living. We don't know what the Nisoyin was. About what Chazal told us, we have to learn. As Chazal explained to us, Kil Adam Arishon, ayu kol ha-sibas shemoylem shelo lechtov. If you were a betting man and you had a computer that could predict, you know, had good logarithms that could predict futures, you would have predicted that Adam Arishan wouldn't have sinned because he had all the sibas not to. He'd heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashem asked him not to sin. He was in a world of pleasure. He had everything. He didn't have to work. He didn't have to do anything. He had a mitzvah to keep. Aval, he was cool in ruchni. He was cool ruchni. He didn't have a body the way we understand a body today. And he'd heard from Hashem himself. Malachim tzorin lo bosom esnanin lo yain. Yishmis angel Hashem began Eden. The Malachim were, whatever that means, were cooking him meat and providing him wine, whatever that means. And he was Misanegel Hashem. He was Misanegel Hashem in Gan Eden. Lochos lomume. He had nothing lacking whatsoever. What we dream about, that was his reality. As koyach hara hayem motzu chutz mimenu. The Yetzer Hara wasn't even a part of him. Today we call him kachmur bavim Yetzer Hara Yetzer Tov. We don't even know sometimes the difference between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. We don't know the difference between good and bad most of the time. He knew clearly. He was kulu kodesh. Outside of him, there was a thing called koyach hara. And what came on his mind? What drove him to sin? For no reason. There was no gain. What was the benefit? As a Hezbollah, שגדאי שהטוב זו שהייתי לקורש ברוך הוא אימוי, לא תהיה לחם חסד, ישאל הקורש ברוך הוא אדם ראשון נקודה דקה של בחירה. The reason why Hashem created the world, we saw, was to hative, but to be hative, it has to be earned. We don't want lechem chesed. Yeah, remember we spoke about that at length. So Hashem left for Adam Arishon a little piece of Bechira, one small area of Bechira, to enable him to earn the good that he was going to get. Hishira kodesh boruch hu l'adam Arishon nekuda daka shel Bechira. Zu kviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu tluboy. On this little piece of Bechira, that's what Hashem was dependent on. Shayim Adam Rishon lo yishma l'tzivei Hashem, lo yochol lipol neged Hashem yisparach kviyochol. Because if he doesn't want to listen to Hashem, he doesn't have to. He can act against Hashem. So Hashem kind of needed Adam Rishon to do what he'd asked him to do, because that would have been the tachlis of the Bria. And then Hashem could have given Adam Rishon all the goodness he wanted to give him. At the same time, Hashem told Adam Rishon, if you want to destroy the world, you can. You have the power to do that. In the Midrash in Koilis Rabbah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon Yesh Me'ayin, Nitloi V'achziru Al Kol Leiloni Gan Eden. He took him and showed him all the trees. Took him on a botanical journey through Gan Eden, explained to him all the trees. V'amalo, Ro Maisi, look at my action, look at my deeds. Kama Noim U'mushubochim Hayim. Look how beautiful and praiseworthy are my deeds, Hashem says. V'kol Ma Sheberasi Bishvilcha Barasi. Everything I created for you. Everything you see, I created only for you. As tendaitke shelot tekalkel v'tachris alami. Please pay attention, tendaitke, that you don't destroy my world. Adkan, that's the Midrash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Adam Arishon, he shows him around all the trees. He says to him, look what a beautiful, wonderful world I've created, and I did it all for you. It's all for you. Please don't destroy my world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila lo kinit noi biyode habechir v'koich lachri v'soylam. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, and Adam then realized that he had the power to destroy the whole world. That's why Hashem asked him not to. If Adam Rishon couldn't destroy the world, you don't have to ask him not to. As Vaisto, if he's asking, please don't destroy my world. He understood he had the power to destroy the world, but Hashem was asking him not to. So why did he? Mashakain karo, Adam Rishon wanted to test this out. He wanted to check it out. In be'emes bishvili nivro ilam? Mamash bishvili nivro ilam? Yeah, really? Really? In be'emes habriya tzuma hanechshefes mul einav nivro bishviloi ad kedekach shimu yichto yichriv esoilo? Mamash? is it mamash true that the entire Bria, this awesome, unbelievable Bria, that Adam Rishon understood more about the Bria than we do? With all our knowledge today, Adam Rishon knew much more. He's roi me seifa at seifa. He saw from one end of the universe to the other. He understood the essence of everything in the Bria. He named all the animals, which means he understood the essence of each aspect of the Bria. He saw this awesome Bria in front of him, and he asked, "Is ready bishvili nivroilim? This is the whole world was designed for me, and I have the power to destroy all this. Am I really a Baal Bechira? Maybe he's Mugbal. Maybe he doesn't have Bechira. Maybe his Bechira is Mugbal. As Adam Rishon went out and tried. And what happened? He destroyed the world. Adam Rishon nimshachu bo esrim doire shekulam hayim mikaisim lefon av yisparach. 20 generations from then went on and all angered Hashem. Stating Chazal, Ad shebo Avram Avinu v'notel schok kulam. Until Avram Avinu came along and he took the scha of everybody. Yesh lain, madua Chazal mitbatim shekola doiris hayu makisim lefonov. Why does Chazal describe the 20 generations from Adam Rishon at Avram Avinu as they angered Hashem? Harayu bo'isim doiris tzadikim kechanoich musushelach noach shem v'aiva. Kulam hayu tzadikim kedoi shoyloin. They were great, great tzaddikim. Great tzaddikim. Before Avram Avinu came along. People that had unbelievable koichas and were unbelievably spiritually high people. Chanoich, Musa Shalach, Noach, Shem Va'eva. Avram Avinu went to learn V'Shem Va'eva. He sent his children and grandchildren to learn in the yeshiva of Shem Va'eva. Shem Va'eva, like I said, with the Rebbeim, the teachers of the Avos. So why was it Avram that took all the scha, everyone's scha, even Shem Va'eva, even Mr. Shalach, even Noach Hanoich? What happened? We'll use Noach Tzadik because the Torah calls him a Tzadik. What was the difference between Noach Tzadik and Avram Avinu? When you said Shalosh Sani Goy this morning, you had in mind Noach, right? Who's the best Goy that ever lived? It was Noach. So when you say Shalosh Sani Goy, you're saying even the lowest Yid gets up and says, Baruch Hashem, I'm not Noach Tzadik. So what was Noach Tzadik? What was Avram Avinu? What did he see that he rejected in Noach? As Ashtait in Chazal Kacha. So it says in the pasuk. It says like this. Ve'elam divrei Rashi. So Rashi says like this. It says in the pasuk. Esa Elokim tishalech Noach. Uba Avram hu oime ashe hislachti lefonov. Noach walked with Hashem. That's quite impressive. You walk with Hashem. Wow, that's very impressive. Aval, what was Avram? Avram walked in front of Hashem. What's the difference between walking with Hashem, walking in front of Hashem? So there Rashi explains, Noach tzarich sa'ad toimchay. Noach needed someone to help him. He needed assistance. Aval Avram Avinu haye mitchazek umalach b'tzidkoy meyalov. Avram Avinu had his own tzidkas. He was able to walk on his own. Hatvarim yolan, we have to explain this. Don't think you've chapped what's going on here. What do you mean? Walking in front of Hashem because you don't need help? Who are you talking about here? Everyone needs help. To see what the difference is. Noach walked with Hashem, and he's walking in front of Hashem. That's such a big, that's so terrible. You see someone walking with Hashem? No, that's worth copying. No, Avram says, no, not at all. Nothing to do with me. Why not? As Odmet Tzimri Diver Chazal, Ki Noach haye ma'amin ve'enu ma'amin. Chazal said that Noach was a ma'amin and an enu ma'amin. Avram Avinu was the head, was the spitz of all the ma'aminim. But Avram Avinu says he was ma'amin b'Hashem, whatever that means, whatever the word imuna means, and it was considered stocker. It was like he gave stocker to Hashem, whatever that means. Amnam. Einanu soga kol shu b'kedushosa shenoach tzadik. We have no fathom of the tzidkas of the godless of Noach Tzadik. Not a clue who he was. He was a Novi, and it's only in his schus that the world continued after the Mabul. That's an unbelievable godless. We have to understand what Chazal teaches us here. He's a Ma'amin, he's a Ma'amin. He was part of the 20 generations that angered Hashem. So what was Avraham Avinu's maila over such a gezvaldike tzaddik lachnoch? We're not talking about somebody here who was a rosha and Avraham came along and took all. No, we're talking about Noch, who was a gezvaldike tzaddik. As a baltifer is shleimo, magale es asneinu b'pashas lech lecha. He opens his ears a little bit in lech lecha. He says like this: O yoyma b'derech ze b'pirush Rashi aniskeli il. When Avraham Avinu came into the world, we say Elokei Avraham. So he says, you know, before Avraham Avinu came into the world, there were great chachomim, philosophers that had imuna in the metzias of the boire. And they also knew the kihu kadman v'yochid, the boira alamos kulam. That's some of the ikarim. He was kadmoin. It means he was first cause. The Greeks also had that, by the way. And we'll speak about that next week. We'll speak about Hanukkah. We'll see that Aristotle, all the Rambam's rayas and the Chovos HaLevavos' rayas for first cause comes from Aristotle. You think the Greeks lost the war? V'yochid. He was yochid, yichud, one. And he was Boira Kola Lomas Kulam. The people that knew that. So what went wrong? They were part of the 20 generations that angered Hashem. Amnam bezet talk, ki olibadaitam, ki ike godlusa hu belyoinim. The mistake they made was that they thought, or they held, that all the godless is in the higher worlds. Even though he was Moshe down here, the same way as a king, he lives in the capital city, and 1,000 miles away, he also rules in all the little villages up there in the mountains and in the valleys. He rules over there. Ulam echad hayu Avraham Avinu, who having bedaita ki ikem mikol abruim b'shemaim v'aretz v'kol tzvam. Avraham Avinu came along. What was his chiddush? It wasn't that there was one God, because before him there were plenty of people that knew about one God. Monotheism wasn't an invention of Avraham Avinu. That wasn't his chiddush. He discovered that for sure, but that wasn't a chiddush for him. People knew that already. He didn't bring that into the world. That was known already. What Avraham Avinu understood was ki ikem mikol abruim b'shamayim v'aretz v'kol tzvam rak lekabel nachas ruach min ha'adam hakorutz mechayim v'ivir esoy be'emes. That the most important thing in the bria is me, not the Elyonim. That it's this lowly creature living down here in the physical world, that's what's going to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu the ultimate ruach, nachas ruach. That's what's going to elevate the kavod of Hashem more than anything. After Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Gedula, and he made the Shemaim, and he's Mechayez Kulam, and the Tzvad, all the legions in the Shemaim, Aval Asher Bechat Barvim, he chose Avram, over everything. Ki Ika Kol HaYerak Avu Avram, everything's only for Avram. Ki Echad Hu Avram Arishon, Ki Echad Hayo Avram, because Avram was Echad, Harishon Echecheke V'Evin Zoyis B'Sichle, he was the first one that worked this out through his own Seichel, he understood it from understanding the Bria. That's the covet of Hashem in this world is me, not the higher world, not the Malachim, not the Kedusha. Adam Arishon, yeah, this human being, yeah, that is Bechira. Eli told us, it's Behiva Rom, which is Loshan Avraham. He called Ike Bria Soilam Hayo Lemanoi. The whole Bria was for Avraham. He took all the koichuses from the higher world and he brought them down here, and he stood out to poil here in order to megale kavod shamayim in the world. Avram was the first one that brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world. Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the lower world. Avram even provided him with that. This Loshon Makava. Ad kan l'shana nifla shel tiferes shleimer. Okay, this tiferes shleimer needs a lot of work. There's a bunch of stuff in this tiferes shleimer. But the bottom line is what Avraham Avinu discovered was himself. What he was megala was the koich he had. He wasn't megala Hashem. Hashem, the world knew about Hashem already. What Avraham Avinu discovered was himself. That no one had discovered before, and that's what was angering Hashem. So let's see what he discovered. Avraham Avinu was the first person that discovered that the entire Bria, everything in the Bria, and I mean everything, was for me, for Avram, and now for me. Nochat tzadik v'shem b'noi v'kol and all the great tzaddikim that came before Avraham Avinu, they for sure knew about the metzias of the boire. They knew that. They knew that Hashem created the world and he was first called and he was yochid. Ulam hem lo yilu bedaito ki ike nachas haruach shebo lefonis baruch mikol abriya kulu bo dafke miyadam hashefel. What they didn't work out and what they couldn't accept, Noach didn't accept this. When Avram tried to teach it to him, he wouldn't accept it. That the entire purpose of the Bria is for Adam HaShefel, yeah. That's who it's for. That kola nachas ruach, whatever that means, I don't know what that means, what nachas ruach that Hashem means, ich weiß nicht, but what all the nachas ruach that Hashem wanted, he can only get from Adam. Hashefel, dafür because he's down here. Even though when you're down here, you're so far from Hashem, but you're the tachlis of the Bria. They weren't lacking in Emunah in Hashem. The Emunah in Hashem was unbelievable. We wouldn't even understand what that Emunah looked like. But that's not the problem. Having Emunah in Hashem is only part of the problem. There's a bigger problem. You have to have Emunah in yourself. Mi'aim u'ma koicham. Who are you and what are your koichas? That's what we don't have. That's why we live like noach tzaddiks. That's why most of us today live like noachs. We're all good noach tzaddiks. We have to decide whether you want a megayer or not. There was a question that was posed. We asked that question a while back. If you found out you weren't Jewish, would you megayer? Yeah, remember the question? No. So are you going to carry on living like a noach tzaddik, or are you going to start stepping up to the plate and living like an Avraham Avinu? Are you going to discover yourself?
Anything that I do can affect Hashem or not. It's that realization that Hashem
wants something
from us.
Noach also understood Hashem wants something from him. He told him to do something, he had to do it.
I'm trying to get clarity on.
I understand what you're trying to do. I'm trying to help you. Forget about Adam Rishon. Forget about Adam Rishon. We post Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon sinned, now into a new world. Now into the world of Noach Tzaddik. Let's use Noach as all the Tzaddikim together with Noach. Let's call that Noach. And then there's Avram. Man nafka mina between Noach's perspective on reality that was considered in Avram Avinu as a failure. And what was Avram Avinu's perspective on reality that we have to walk with? That's the question.
It's the connection of whether or not anything that we do.
No, nothing to do with what you do. That's the vote. Noach Tzaddik understood that you've got to go a good boy. What Hashem tells you to do, you do. Ad kerem asirus nefesh, like a good worker. You have a factory, and you have people that work in the factory, and the people in the factory understand that there's a boss, and they get paid a salary, and you have to do what the boss says.
We understand that too.
I don't know what you understand. I'm trying to tell you what Noach understood. Noach understood that you have to do what you have to do, and he did it faithfully. I don't know. I don't want to use words. I just want to understand simple. I don't want to start. Then I have to define year, and then I have to define Arvin. Then I have to. No. I just want to get simple. Yeah. Just keep it simple. Simple. We'll build it up, not from the bottom down. We want to build it from the bottom up. So Avraham Avinu, we'll see. We're going to spend a lot of time discussing this. But just for now, what we understand is Noach understood that you've got to do what you're told to do. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's a big boy. Hashem's massive. He's elevated. He's higher. Called the Tachlis and the purpose of the Bria is all about Shemaim. And down here, you're a lowly being, and you have to do what you have to do, because that's what you're told to do. That's called a tzaddik. He does exactly what he has to do. That's the definition of a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu is not called a tzaddik. He's called chosid. Chosid is somebody who goes beyond the call of duty. Fine. So what did he go beyond the call? He was more from than Noach. No, that's not about that. I've never even understood who he was. Not that I understood who Hashem was. Or understood what his purpose was. He understood who he was, that he was a chelok elokai mimal, that he wasn't a worker in the factory. He was a partner in the factory. The kol ha-briya bishvili nivro. Noach understood that the world was created for other things, for the Shemayim, for whatever, for Hashem. We don't know, he didn't know why the world was created. Avraham Avinu understood the world's created for me. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. That means all of this, yes, for me. Well, what does Hashem want from me? Hashem wants to bestow good on me, but I have to earn it. So it's a relationship now. There's a relationship between me and Hashem. And lo hu yote godol mimeni, velo ani yote godol mimeno. He's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than him. That's what Avraham Avinu understood. He understood how great he was, that he's Hashem's not bigger than him. Which we'll see what that means. No, it's not crazy if you understand. You chelek elokai mimal. You have a part of Hashem in you. When Hashem blew the neshama into you, he blew himself into you. That you are min b'minoi with Hashem. You're a chelek elokai mimal. You have a neshama that comes from tachas kisei hakovod. That's what Avraham Avinu understood. Avraham Avinu didn't discover Hashem. He discovered himself. Once he understood who he was, he understood how critical he was to the Bria. That without him, the Bria is just not going to fulfill its purpose. Noach understood I'm a very important part in the Bria. Yeah, Hashem needs me to build the teva, and Hashem needs me to take all the animals on the teva and to feed them and do everything I have to do as a loyal servant. But if I don't, Hashem will find someone else to do it. Yeah? I've never understood if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, that's it. That's the end of the world. There is no one else that can do it. Only me. Because I'm a partner in the business. I'm not just a worker. You fire a worker, you hire a worker. I'm not an eved. I'm bnei b'chayr Yisrael. Ani riyosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani chelek elokai mimal. Pshute, kepshute. When he discovered that about himself, he was able then to have a look and see, okay, now what am I going to do? Then you start getting into Ava and Yira, and then we'll see. But that's what he discovered. He discovered himself. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to discover who we are.
Noah wouldn't have been able to smash any idols, in other words.
Don't know. He didn't. We don't see that Noah went around smashing idols. I'm saying we don't see that he did. We don't see that he did. Whether he couldn't, I don't know. But I'm saying he didn't.
Yeah.
He was busy building a teva because Hashem told him build a teva. He was an elachid. He was a tzaddik. He did everything that Hashem told him to do. But he didn't understand that there was a shutvas here. There was a relationship. He didn't understand that him and Hashem had business together because he was a lowly creature. Down here, and Hashem is in Shemayim, and Hashem is massive and big. That's how we relate to Hashem. That's how we relate to Hashem. Well, what does it make if I put on my right shoe first or my left shoe first? I put it there. Who am I? What am I? What am I that's going to make any major big difference in the world? We'll get to Moshe Rabbeinu. Excellent question. Okay, we'll see. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu fighting with Hashem that he didn't want the mission? Okay. Noach wouldn't have done that. Noach would have just said, okay. Noach would have just said, fine. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's vikuach there with Hashem at the snare? Okay, good. Good. We'll have to see. I've got another question. Okay, we'll finish here, but I've got another question. I'll just leave you with another question once you're off the subject, Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu brings his kids down to Mitzrayim, yeah? But we know that they didn't go into Mitzrayim. They weren't there for the Makkas. They weren't there for Kriyas Yam Suf. They weren't there, according to rave opinions, for Matan Torah. Some opinions, he came for Matan Torah, came after Matan Torah. Why weren't the kids there? Why wasn't Tzipora and Moshe Rabbeinu's kids in Mitzrayim? Because when he got to Mitzrayim, Aaron said to him, there's not enough problems in Mitzrayim. There are not enough slaves. There's not enough problems we have in Mitzrayim. You're bringing more? So Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim, and he sent him back to Yisro. Sent him home. He didn't come into Mitzrayim with him. What was the machlekas, Maron and Moshe? Moshe brought the kids there because he understood that Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makkas, and that's all part of an unbelievable deep imunah that a Jew needs. We've spent every year since the last 3,500 years, every year trying to instill that into ourselves and into our children, the unbelievable event of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf and Matan Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood the koyach of that, and he wanted his kids to have that. What was Aaron's taina that Moshe agreed to? With an answer for that, I'd love to hear one day. Okay, the Seder. That's a good question, huh? What was that machlekas about? And then what was the machlekas, Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem? What? Where do you see a gilo of Moshe Rabbeinu understanding his tachlis in the world, where he's so-called a novice getting in the way? Okay, that's big. That's big. All right, Rabbeisa. Yeah, this is hard stuff. Just stay with us. We'll see. We'll get through this and we'll play it back and you'll see exactly how this works. What makes it hard is you have to look in the mirror and you have to see a different picture to the one you've seen for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. So recognizing that you're not just a human being down here to do a job that Hashem gave you, but you're actually a partner in the business. You've got the keys to the safe. And that requires that places on us enormous responsibility to do what we came down here to do. Not as an Eved, but as a family member. Okay.
It's like the difference between a yes man.
Take good care. Well, everybody's just shell shocked.